This week, the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas presented its annual State of the Northwest Arkansas Region Report. Overall, the figures and statistics paint a positive picture. But as the new president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council told the audience, looking at only the positive doesn't do much for bettering the region. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has more on the weaknesses found in the report and what can be done about them.
According to the report from the Center for Business and Economic Research, Northwest Arkansas has a lot of strengths that rival comparable regions across the country. In this case, Austin, Texas, Raleigh and Durham in North Carolina, Madison, Wisconsin, and Des Moines, Iowa. The report also points to some weaknesses, ones that Northwest Arkansas has been grappling with for several years.
We have six times as many corporate headquarters jobs in Northwest Arkansas as the nation as a whole. And we're glad to have that. They provide a stable base of employment for us. But when it comes to competing for talent, the best and the brightest, you know, sometimes it's easier to just go get a corporate headquarters job than it is to start your own business. And those of you that have started businesses know that, you know, is a hard slog in the initial years.
That's Mervin Jebaraj, the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research.
You know, it's hard to phrase that as a problem because no one's really complaining that we have this many corporate headquarters or suppliers that provide a great base for employment and all the growth that we've seen here, but we need to feed this pipeline some more so that we can have future growth, more small business establishment.
Jebaraj says this problem isn't unique to Northwest Arkansas. Small business growth is down nationwide. He says one reason could be that Americans are more risk-averse than in the past, and another, that larger companies have gotten too large for small businesses to compete with. Nelson Peacock, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says one way to encourage more entrepreneurship is to go after more federal research and development dollars. Figures from the State of Northwest Arkansas report show all but one of the major universities in the peer regions ranked in the top 30 for research and development spending in 2015. The University of Arkansas ranked 131st.
Some of those institutions have really focused on that, and they've been able to develop their startup community in ways that we haven't done yet. There's a lot of activity in this space, but we need to do a lot more, and the federal research spending is one area where we can do better.
And while employment is growing and unemployment in Northwest Arkansas is falling, Jebaraj says there are some weaknesses in the labor force. Last year, Princeton economist Alan Krueger found that nearly half of men ages 25 to 54 who are not in the labor force take pain medication on a daily basis. Two-thirds of them take prescription pain medication, opioids. Last month, Krueger published a follow-up on the kind of impact the opioid epidemic is having on the labor force. During his presentation, Jebaraj pulled up a map that combines opioid prescription rates with changes in the labor force participation rate. Northwest Arkansas was a dark green, which indicates a high opioid prescription rate and a large decline in the labor participation rate.
For various reasons, ill health and physical work, put those two together, a lot of workers are reporting that they're in pain. And so when you're in pain, there are multiple ways you can manage that, but it seems like the go-to way to manage it is by prescribing opioids. And so that reduces the labor force participation rate because if you're on some of those drugs, you can't work at the same physical work that you used to do. So until we improve pain management in this country, both as a state and a region, but that's really a national issue. We're going to have some issues there.
Jebaraj says, in comparison to the other peer regions, Northwest Arkansas also has the lowest female labor force participation rate among women with children 6 years old and younger. He says that may have to do with a short supply of affordable and high-quality early childhood care and education. The housing statistics also came back strong. The cost of home ownership in Northwest Arkansas was lower than all the peer regions and the nation, and homes are being built and sold almost immediately. But Jebaraj says there are issues in the housing sector Northwest Arkansas leaders need to be aware of.
There's plenty of land available in the country, but they're not all desirable lots. And what do I mean by desirable lots? People my age in particular, and a lot of other people, want to live around all of the amenities that we've built. We have these commercial thoroughfares, we have trails, we have museums, we have bars and restaurants. We want to live close to all of these things. And there is a lack of available lots there because most of that is commercial thoroughfare that's already built up.
And if the lots are not built up, Jebaraj says they are zoned for commercial use.
that's not just a problem here in Northwest Arkansas. It's a problem across the country. We've followed along this development model where you say, this is a commercial region, that's a residential region, and the two shall not meet. But people don't want that anymore, right? So there are opportunities for us to improve the problem before it gets worse.
One of those opportunities is to rezone those areas to mixed-use lots where commercial and residential can meet. Jebaraj says leaders in the region also need to keep in mind the median age in Northwest Arkansas is 33, which means a population saddled with student debt. So keeping home prices low is important, even though the statistics show home prices in Northwest Arkansas are steadily going up. In August, the average price of houses sold in Washington County was $230,000, and slightly higher than that in Benton County. In all these employment and homeownership statistics, are those who are making a lot less than the median household income of $52,000 and can't afford a home mortgage payment. Here's Jebaraj again.
The population growth and the income growth tends to be concentrated a lot in terms of people moving into the region as opposed to the people that have always been here. And so you look at the overall statistics, it's easy to overlook the, you know, what's happening with the group of people that have always been here.
And while Nelson Peacock says that group is not the major focus of the Northwest Arkansas Council, they do work with nonprofits and healthcare providers to make sure everyone has access to the services they need.
We're working a lot on workforce development, meaning that you don't necessarily have to have a college degree to get a good job. You can go to community college or learn a trade, and there are a lot of great jobs like that for folks out there.
Overall, Mervin Jebaraj says the state of Arkansas lags behind the rest of the nation in the amount of college graduates with bachelor degrees.
That's something that Arkansas has grappled with for years, and it's something that, you know, we were below 20% or above 20%, so we've made improvements. A lot more students going to college, a lot more students taking the ACT to even think about going to college. But we're still, you know, way behind the rest of the country.
According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the national average of students who got a bachelor degree or higher stood at 36% in 2016. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Nelson Peacock also addressed several issues with transportation in the region. While most Northwest Arkansans commute less than a half an hour to work, most commute by car. Peacock says more research will have to be done on ways to encourage alternative modes of transportation, like buses and bicycles. He also says the Northwest Arkansas Council is focusing on getting a low-cost airline to fly in to the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport.